The National Association of Realtors.
Blog Talk Radio.
Existing home sold last month with $416,000. It's more than a 13% increase year over year. Mourners are gathering in New York City for Ivana Trump's funeral. Upper East Side socialites and artists who called Ivana a friend are remembering the 73-year-old fondly.
She was a lovely and caregiving person and very important to the country. Intelligent, beauty, and caregiving.
Ivana's ex-husband, former President Donald Trump, is attending today's funeral along with the couple's three children who are delivering eulogies. Services are taking place at Manhattan's historic St. Vincent Ferrer Catholic Church on the Upper East Side where Ivana lived. Ivana passed away last week following an accidental fall down the stairs in her Manhattan home. A third day of emotional testimony in the penalty trial of confessed Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz is underway. Former Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High teacher Ivy Seamus was leading a Holocaust class focused on love over hate when she heard the unmistakable sound of bullets.
The barrel of that AR-15 just ambushed our classroom. It came right through that glass door and was just shooting everywhere. It was extremely loud.
Seamus recalled how silent and calm her students were as they tried to help one another take cover. She then broke into tears, confirming two of them lost their lives. Other victims are testifying as jurors watch surveillance video of the shooting without sound. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
I'm Richard Serrett, host of Strange Planet. Join me every week as I take a deep dive into all things unexplained. UFOs, ghosts, the paranormal, and the world of high strangeness. Join me for an hour of can't-miss radio as I engage with remote viewers, alien abductees, Bigfoot hunters, rogue scientists, government whistleblowers, and more. It's radio that redefines reality. Richard Serrett's Strange Planet, Tuesday afternoons, 4 to 5.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I really started my day today really kind of cool, and now I get to even have a cooler starting to the day. Shout out to Benny. Hi, Benny. How you doing?
It is probably one of the coolest ones we're about to witness.
It's about cool.
Yeah.
It's like super, like, coolest that I had to wear my little bandana, okay?
Whoa.
Right,
don't want to get too cool.
It's pretty cool.
All right.
Plus, like, my little rosemary glasses.
Yeah,
plus, I'm
good.
Not sure what the hair is doing at the moment, but that's the way we roll.
At least you have it. I get it.
Yeah, shout out to Jacob, William, and Olivia. It does take a village. It takes a village, and it takes inspiration. But what it really does take is what my very special guest, and I cannot believe it's been this long since she and I have chatted, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones joining me here today, is about to present. Because here's the deal with all of this. We go through a lot, concerned about COVID. I'm not concerned about inflation because I think I've been through, I don't know, like a bunch of decades with that already, so I already know that deal. But health, healing issues, lack of faith, confidence, all of those things. But then here she comes. She comes out of the gate, and what she's saying to all of us is, wait a minute, that can be your reality to things, or you could have an uplifted 12 minutes to more joy, faith, peace, kindness, and vitality. You could do that or you could do that. Today, it's about uplifted. This is, again, one of her fabulous, fabulous books, presentations. But, you know, here's the deal. This is just what she does. today you're not only going to hear about this, this is the debut, this is the launch, this is popping it out, this is giving birth, but you're going to hear from the most incredible woman about how she has never given up. She's never quit. She's got a little card she may show you how many times we have talked. And she has been one of the greatest supporters of the show, even when the show was crust busting. My gosh, great to have you here. Susan Smith-Jones, rocking it.
Yay. Dr. Pat, it is a joy to be with you for the 26th time. And here is my 3x5 card with all the shows that we have done by name. And I'm very old school with things because if the computer breaks down, then I have my cards for our topics. But today is the most exciting topic we've ever discussed, because who doesn't want to be uplifted these days? And this is the first time I get to be with you with a video, not audio.
And then, Jacob, you've got to pull out that clip of Susan holding up those cards. You've got to pull that, like, snapshot that when you go to do the edit of Susan holding up those cards to send to Linda and Jessica. Got to do it. Got to do it. Because old school, new school, no school, the point is that you and I learned how to do what we need to do so we can be here today uplifted and help other people. What is it that, for you, look, let's just catch up. You've written about so many things. You are the essence, the queen of health and wellness. You have been that since I met you, like, almost 20 years ago. And
when I was 2 years old, thank you.
But now you're 5.
Yeah.
That's the way I looked at my life right there. But I got to ask you this. This is where we have to step up and know that we can claim, in your words, claim victory over disease, fatigue, anxiety, obesity. So what was it you've observed here that really tapped you in the heart to say, I've got to write this book now?
Well, it all started right when we had the lockdown. And people came to me, not even coming to my home and my office, but called me and said, Susan, I have lost my joy of living. I have no faith. People are getting meaner. I'm depressed. I don't know what to do. And I don't have days and days to turn my life around. So I got to thinking that for the last 20 years before COVID hit, I was traveling the world, and and for people that have never heard me before, I'll go back in a little bit to my background and how I got started. But for 20 years, I used to travel all over the world, teaching people the gold star secrets to keeping their bodies fit and strong and in body, mind, and spirit. And then I've been working up until COVID hit with 12 clients a year, teaching them how to do this so I could devote time to them. And I decided to take all these great secrets and put it in one book that, because people don't have a day now. They might not even have 3 hours, but most people can carve out 12 or fewer minutes to do an action step or something to enrich body, mind, and spirit. So I make it simple.
Yeah.
And the key is that changes are best made in little baby steps. And if you embrace them consistently and enthusiastically, the cumulative effect will soon make them your new normal. The key is you got to believe in yourself. So this book teaches you how to believe in yourself.
You know, this is really part of why I was so excited to talk with you. But, you know, it was also a reminder as I read the book and I went through it and I started to ask myself questions. Am I doing this? Am I doing this? I mean, just mentally in my brain, right? Like, how am I doing this? How am I doing this? What am I doing about this? One of the things I realized, and hence why the bandana and my shirt underneath here today, is that when we deny ourselves the moments in life that bring us peace and joy, I do believe it just puts a, I'm going to call it, temporary hole in our soul, a temporary one. And yet we know that we do it. Like today, I almost did it. If I didn't pick up your book and read your book, if I didn't do this in prep for today – I would have not taken myself to do something I really love, which is also a great form of exercise, being around people now that we can be out there. But this is the kind of book that you bring to inspire people into action, isn't it?
Yes, and that's the thing. Everyone can read a book, whether you hold a book or you go to Kindle or whatever it is you're reading, but unless you apply it in your life. And you know what, Dr. Pat, it's not a decision that we make one morning and then the rest of the year goes swimmingly. It's a decision we make every morning. We wake up and we are the president and CEO of our body and life. And so many people say, you know, I like what you say, Susan, but I can't start for a month because it's my birthday, my anniversary, the church's bake sale, and I'm under way too much stress right now. You've got to not let your excuses get in the way. It's a decision you make every day. And what the decisions you make today create your future. So you really do need to choose wisely. And, you know, probably the best advertisement ever in the world decades ago was by Nike. It was just do it.
Just do it, yeah.
We just need to do it. And I remember ages ago when you and I were together and we used to talk about your fitness program and what you would do. And I just think you should show people what's under your bandana today so people will see that you have a really big commitment. See,
my
she's ready to work out.
Okay, now I missed it. Not only my table tennis shirt, but hold on. This is the jacket I wear over it. Of course, I got a little bit more dressed up for you, Susan, because you look so beautiful. And my God.
Thank you.
This is true. This is the first video. It doesn't matter how many shows.
I know.
This is our first video.
I know.
It's like
one of my best friends I'm seeing for the first time.
Exactly. And, you know, okay, so see that? Oh, I don't know if it's backwards. See what
yes,
that says?
Yes, USA
table tennis.
Yay!
Yeah. So, Jessica calls it, what does she call it? Ping pong. It's ping pong.
Yes, I love it. Oh, I love it.
But here's the thing. You know, you started in this field, and you are by far one of the most inspiring presenters, and you're so full of knowledge and wealth. But here we are right now.
I like that wealth. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm affirming that with you.
You have to say that because, you know, holistic, we could talk about health. We could, but, you know, if you leave out the wealth part, then you're really not right.
No, that's right.
Let's digress for a minute. It is extremely difficult, I think, for anyone to really step up to be uplifted. If the one thing we think we're never going to get isn't addressed. And when you talk to people, Susan Wright, you talk to people and they'll talk about their health and they'll talk about their fitness. But the minute that you bring up money and abundance, you can feel, right, uplifted and the tips you have in here and the level of optimism, aren't you also opening a portal, complete categorization that we use in wellness and well-being, all of those categories?
Yes, yes. And prosperity is a big thing. You know, people will say to me, Susan, I do what you say. I visualize, I meditate, I affirm, I do affirmations all day long that unlimited blessings and wealth is coming my way, are coming my way, and I just don't see it. But if on a level of your being you don't feel worthy and deserving of having that wealth, then it might come to you and then slip away very quickly, or it might not come to you at all. And you've got to realize that we do live in a friendly universe. Our responsibility is to identify and transform those beliefs that have been sabotaging us from receiving the good that's our birthright. And it starts on being very, very clear on what you want. What do you want to achieve and what you believe? And you've got to believe in yourself. And once you make that decision, because it is a friendly universe, what do you want? Maybe you want health and fitness, more prosperity, a house, a new car. Once you make that decision, then the universe comes together in the most miraculous way to help make it happen. But whenever you go into any program, whether it's I want more prosperity, health, fitness, heal my body, you be aware of your beliefs and thoughts going in. You've got to weed out the doubts and your negative thoughts that, oh, I tried this before, it didn't work. I've tried my whole life to get all the extra weight off, it hasn't worked. You've got to weed out all the feelings of doubt and know that you can achieve whatever you want to achieve. I read the Bible a little bit every day. Matthew 19:26, with God, all things are possible. It really does begin with faith. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, the whole course of things goes to teach us faith. And faith is that invisible magnet that attracts to itself, you know, whatever you feel, you believe, you think. You're always attracting back. So you got to put a guard up at that door of your mind and your attitude. You know, in a moment, I want to talk to you how I started with my grandmother, but she always used to say to me, Susan, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. So be aware of your attitude. Make it positive, enthusiastic. Nothing great, as Emerson said, was ever achieved without enthusiasm.
Yeah.
You've got to be positive about your life. And it's a daily task. Be aware of what you're thinking. Are you so uptight that your shoulders are up around your ears? Are you breathing shallowly? Are you thinking of all the things for which you are grateful? My grandmother Fritzi used to say to me, each and every day, this is the biggest lesson ever that we can all do, each and every day, live thankfully. Gratitude is like this dynamic energy that allows you to exert a mighty influence on your world. It's a connecting link or a bridge between you and all possible channels of good in your life. And when you become a person who all day long is grateful, find things for which to be grateful, it makes you a magnet for blessings and miracles. And don't leave the task of counting your blessings to the fourth Thursday on November. Every day, be grateful. Be grateful you look at what's going on in the world. I'm grateful I have a bed and a pillow and a roof over my head and hot water and food in the refrigerator. And I'm grateful for you, too. It's amazing what you do.
You know, I love this powerful message now. I mean, I'm not surprised. I am so thrilled that you are working with people and your message and the strength of your conviction is stronger than I've ever heard it, because that's us too. You know, we're the network that started with 1 hour a week show called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life and was told by countless media experts that we would not last a year, let alone a minute, with creating a positive talk venue. Now, fast forward to where we are. We're now a network. We have multiple channels, and we have not wavered on this, because this is my next question for you, and I think you say this best in your book. And please, I apologize if I get the quote wrong, but I wrote down that one of the things you say is you quote Thoreau. And you quote Henry David Thoreau, and one of the quotes is, and I love this, you know, not until we are lost do we begin to understand ourselves. Now, that goes from the Bible, you know, you take Jesus's journey and walk, you look at that, you look at the apostles, you look at Buddha. It doesn't matter who in that realm. Carl Jung. Carl Jung made an admission years later in a letter to Bill Wilson that how disappointed he was in himself, that he didn't do more with spirituality and spiritual experience. But that quote is the essence, I think, for the opportunity to be uplifted. Can you talk to that? I think it's in your book. I know it's in your book. I just don't remember where now.
Yes, yes. And whenever something happens to us, it's so easy to go, oh, my gosh, why is this happening to me? Why, I've seen this pattern happen before. I'm repeating it again, and woe is me, and now I'm depressed, and now I'm going to go eat whatever's in the refrigerator or go to the fast food restaurant. and we often use food as a coping mechanism rather than a fuel source. And if you just, it's really often in the questions. If you ask the right question to God, to the universe, instead of saying, why is this happening to me? Say, why is this happening for me? You just change the preposition. And in asking that, and you know, we all have our guardian angels, and I work and talk to my guardian angels all day long. And
they do.
Over my shoulder right here next to my book, you can see one of about 25 angels that I have around my home. And I say to my angels every morning, guide what I think, feel, say, and do to me. I want to be a shining example of God's love today. I want to support people, help inspire people, get the positive ripples to go outward. But when we ask that right question, why is this happening to me? And then we take time for stillness because, you know, I'm big on meditation and silence every day. And in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, it's the I'll just show you quickly.
Yeah, hold it up for us.
This is Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. I didn't want to have a really thick book. So the book right before it is Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Detoxify. And I have two chapters in the Wired for High-Level Wellness book on meditation. You know, I've been doing it since I was a teenager.
Oh.
And it's a way to unplug from the hustle and bustle of life. And it scientific studies show that it slows the aging process. It's cost-free. It enlivens your creative abilities. It helps to rejuvenate your body. And I think that silence is not the absence of sound, it's the absence of noise. Silence is like the natural sounds of, like yesterday morning I did a beautiful hike, and before I even saw it, I heard flutters by my ear, and I knew it was a hummingbird, and I saw deer and the breeze and the trees. That's silent. Noise, well, you know what noise is. It's talking, planes, radio, TV, chatter, and we need to get back to the quietness of our soul, and we do that through meditation. And I think that, and I can take anybody, if they read these two books, I promise you, I can give you the Fountain of Youth in Body, Mind, and Spirit. I look pretty good for 123 years.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I was going to say quickly, if you give me 30 days, astounding transformations will start and take place in your body. And with some deep breathing every day, it's so important because it's in the stillness and quiet that important things become clear. So we need to carve out some time every day for some quiet meditation. And one of my favorite things to do is in the Bible, Psalms 46:10 is peace be still. And I like to slowly, and you can do it when you're driving, just don't close your eyes. But at home, breathe in slowly and deeply, slowly, deeply, and silent to yourself, silently or out loud, say peace. Hold your breath, and then exhale slowly to be still. Peace as you inhale, be still as you exhale. Focus on your breath. You do that for 5 minutes a few times a day, and you will be calm, relaxed, in charge of your life. You will feel positive and optimistic. It's such a simple exercise, and it costs nothing.
Yeah, and you know, what you're talking about, I want to get to this book a little bit more. We're going to really dig deeper into both books, actually, because if you're like me, for the first half of my life, let's just say, what you've experienced is how to survive. How to survive mom's suicide, how to survive being homeless. You know, somebody asked me, this is funny, Susan. We have a lot to catch up on.
I know. I hope we have 3 more hours.
You're going to come back because I want to really talk about the other book when you come back. But you nailed it. In this book, you set the stage. And I love the way always when you present a book, cards, articles, I don't care what you do, you give us a why. Why? And here's what you say, and I cannot say this enough to people. because I can't tell you how many ladies I work with that say I got this. You say stress is a modern problem in modern, is a major problem in modern times.
Yes.
Then you go on to say, here's where we are today. This is a whole new level. We are in a whole new paradigm with stress. This is not stress about, oh, I'm late for work and maybe the traffic. No, you really come out of the gate and you say, look, health problems attributed to stress, estimated business is $150 billion every year. And yet,
yes,
businesses still refuse to spend money to hire the talented people that could come in and deal with this. And this is why I love your book, because then you talk about unrelated stress, epidemic proportions, busyness, hurriedness, how the body does not always know how to handle it. And then you give us a solution in the book. And you give it to us in manageable chunks. Take us through every chapter, 12 minutes, every chapter. This is what you can do. Write this gratitude list. What was it about what you saw these past 3 years where you said, I don't need to write a big fat book. I've done that. Didn't thrive.
Yes, because everyone needs practical, easy, doable tips that not only affect, say, help you lose weight, but they'll make your mind more positive. They'll make your attitude indescribably optimistic. People who are more optimistic, according to a recent Harvard study, live 10 to 15% longer than pessimistic people. So if someone says, all right, I like all this, Susan, but, you know, you say drink more water. I don't like water. What do? I want to make it practical. You say to eat more fruits and vegetables, but I'm really not into vegetables, so we got to make it more practical here. You know, I do want to lose weight. I've struggled my whole life with issues with weight, and I can't seem to get all the extra weight off. So I give you manageable tips that you can do one 12-minute action step a day combined with an affirmation, or you could do three or four 12-minute tips. It's whatever you have time to do. Some of the tips will take 1 minute. Nothing will take over 12 minutes. And then when you achieve your goals, let's say you want to start eating a little bit better, you want to drink more water, you don't want to have ice cream for dessert every night. When you start that beautiful snowball of achieving your goals, it empowers you because you have faith in yourself. You know, as I said, the whole course of things in life goes to teach us faith. And every day, if you embrace simple tips in an enthusiastic way, that cumulative effect adds up, and it all of a sudden becomes your new normal. And I write a lot about 21-day agreements, how Ben Franklin once said, whatever you do for 21 days will make or break a habit. So, and if you go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, and in the search bar, put in 21-day agreements. Sign up for my free newsletters, but monthly, but put in 21-day agreement, and you'll get a sheet that you can print out that says, I, and then put in your name, Sally, and then I have agree and commit to for the next 21 days, I will. Write down what it is you're going to do. It's such a simple, easy way to adopt new positive habits in your life or give up things you don't want anymore, like maybe having ice cream every night for dinner or after dinner.
Right.
And I've done this for about 40 years. My grandmother taught me about this. And every month I make a new 21-day agreement to bring something in or to give something up. And I've never said before what I'm doing this 21 days, but I'll tell you what I'm doing. And I'm on day 16 today. And I went and got a facial about 6-7 weeks ago to someone I never knew before. So she doesn't know me. She doesn't know what I do. She looked at me and she said, Susan, I can tell you that you sleep on your right side. I said to her, how do you know that?
Wow.
She said, because you have many more wrinkles under your right eye than you do under your left. Your right eye is a little bit your right lip is a little bit smaller on the top part. I tried to use lipstick to cover that up. And she said, I'm going to tell you that, you know, I don't know exactly how old you are, but you should start sleeping on your back, put a pillow under your knees. I knew that. And I, all my life, I have slept on my right side. She's right. And I started it in the first three nights. Quite honestly, I hardly slept. It was difficult, but I put pillows on both sides of my body from legs to the top so I wouldn't roll over in my sleep. And now we're on, last night was 16, today is 17. And now I'm sleeping a little bit better. And you feel so proud when you follow through on what you say you're going to do. If you skip a day out of 21, you've got to start back over again. But, Dr. Pat, you and I have talked about this a lot before. It's also about keeping your word with yourself.
Oh, man.
And if you say to me, well, nobody knows. I haven't told anybody what my agreement is. So what does it matter? Well, what matters is the universe knows. God knows. Your angels know. And I'm a stickler about people keeping their word, to follow through on what they say they're going to do. Because I think when you don't do that, even with yourself, you darken your spirit, you get depressed. And when you keep your word and you make your first 21-day agreement so easy that you couldn't mess it up, maybe it's every day if you want to get into exercise, I agree and commit to exercising at least, and maybe you just say 15 minutes. Don't say 3 hours. You won't do it, and you'll set yourself up to fail. But then you can do 15, maybe 10 minutes a day, you say. And after 21 days, you feel so empowered that then you can make the next 21-day agreement. Maybe you do two little things, more exercise and water, or no ice cream and yoga every day, whatever you do. And then you feel so empowered. And that's, I mean, that these are the baby steps you take. Until all of a sudden you're on top of the world. You're completely uplifted, body, mind, and spirit. We can all be that way.
Yeah. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what Susan says in her book, Uplifted. We're going to talk about compassion in action. And we're going to really piggyback off of this keeping your word, because many of you have heard me talk about the fact that I've studied the consequences of broken promises for 10 years, researched them, wrote about them, postdoctorate about them. And what Susan is saying right here, it is not just constructual concept. It is empirically studied that when you do not keep your word, or someone does not keep their word, or you do not keep your word / promise to oneself, the consequences of that are emotional, they are psychological, and they get at the very core of respect and self-esteem. That is not like a pie in the sky. That is research. It is called psychological contract. That 21-day thing, that is a psychological and mental and physical contract. And when you hold it up, all of the opposite of consequences of broken promises come in. When we come back, how do we take this, uplift it? How do we talk about is next to do, especially compassion and action and kindness? Kindness, kindness, kindness. I just can't say enough. Susan, best website for people to go to is yours, right? How do they get the book?
It's my name, SusanSmithJones.com. That really is my name. You can go to Amazon. If you want to get an autographed copy, just go to my website, click on new books. You can learn about the book. You can read part of the foreword. And don't forget, sign up for my free monthly, once a month you hear from me, monthly healthy living newsletter.
Yeah, I love it. Let's take a short break, Benny. Jacob, we'll be right back with the most amazing Dr. Susan Smith-Jones.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
In body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul-Inspired Reflections, Ascension, a humble awakening of the heart. Join me, your host, Gina Libido, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and has meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Denae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenae.com. That's DENEE.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I am so thrilled to have Susan Smith-Jones joining me here today. Please go to SusanSmithJones.com. It's one of these websites that you go to. You go to a lot of websites, and they got a lot of really cool images, but this is the most informative, super informative, whether it's books, and go to the new books, and you'll see Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. And we're going to talk about the power, the superpower in kindness and compassion in a minute. The other thing that Susan is inviting all of you to is you can go right there and sign up for her monthly newsletter. Then what happens? You start to get articles. You start to get information. You're in the cycle of having her wisdom and her expertise and her kindness come through every month, just as a reminder that you too can have all of it, can have all of it. Susan, thank you so much for today. The book is available on Amazon, but if they go to your website and they click on new books, they can get it there, right?
Yes.
And scroll down, get autographed copies. They can do that too. I wanted to get back to something we were talking about earlier and that I was talking with you about during the break. I happen to be surrounded by the most incredible people, and this team that has supported this message in the network, everybody here. You know, you're meeting a few of them here today. You know Linda, Jessica.
Yes. Hi, Linda.
Yep. But outside of this, we don't stop kindness and compassion outside of this.
No.
What or who has been your best influencer? Because this is not just a conversation from you. This is embedded in your soul.
And you're so right. And I'm looking, Matthew 7:12 is the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Oh, boy.
Very briefly, because it's all in the two books. When I was a teenager, my dad unexpectedly died. I didn't handle it well. I gained 50 pounds in a year, eating everything in sight that was not good for me. I got asthma, allergies, arthritis, acne. I was bullied in school. I didn't want to live. My grandmother, what we thought was this kooky health nut, she was not a doctor. She was from Denmark. And she saw what was happening to me. I was sinking and sinking. She took me under her wings, and she said, if you'll live with me for 3 months, I'll get all the weight off in 3 months. All the allergies, asthma, acne, arthritis will go away. You'll be on top of the world again. So she had my attention. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I watched what she did with neighbors. She was like a healing. If she was a Native American Indian, she would have been the healing person. People would come to her with depression, cancer, diabetes, earache, bug bite, whatever. And she knew exactly what to do. If people were depressed, she'd have them go in the backyard, take their shoes and socks off, walk around on the grass barefoot. She would listen. She said, Susan, we're born with two ears and one mouth. God's trying to tell us to listen more. She taught me that the greatest understanding of the human heart is to feel understood. So I watched what she did. She taught me how to eat, what not to eat. She taught me how to grow sprouts. I even have a book called Kitchen Gardening about how to grow sprouts. I've been growing them for decades in my kitchen. And then I worked with her for 7 years, and then she died, and then I was in a terrible autumn, and I was on top of the world. And then she passed away. I was in an automobile accident I write about in the books. My car was totaled. The doctors at UCLA said, even though I was a real tomboy, loved sports, always wanted to be the first female Dodger baseball player through college, the doctor said I'd never be able to carry even a purse again. I'd be in pain the rest of my life, can't be physically active.
Wow.
I chose not to accept that. With determination, with perseverance, with faith in God, therapy, the right food, and total, total faith and an attitude of positive thinking, I healed, my body healed, God healed my body. I went back and the doctor said, I don't get it. There's no sign of a fracture. You seem to be free of pain. Maybe this is what they referred to as a miracle, although he said, I've never studied about miracles in medical school. And then I went on to get multiple degrees at UCLA. And then I taught at UCLA, students, staff, and faculty how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Then I retired in 2000 so that I could travel all over the world and teach people the things that my grandmother taught me, how to keep your body healthy and fit in body, mind, and spirit. And so to this day, I still feel my mom's guidance and my grandmother watching over me. And they were both the greatest inspiration in my life.
Yeah, I have the same. I mean, my mom and my stepmom are not with me, and they died very suddenly, very young. And my mom, of course, was addicted to alcohol and drugs, and that's what they did to men, to women. My stepmom, her heart exploded. My mentor, steak went through her heart. So I know what that's like. But teachings, I mean, right here in one of the parts of your book, I want to really get to this.
Yes.
Because I remember this from way back when I first talked to you. And by the way, that walking in the grass thing.
Let me tell you, I want to see when the first time we were together. December 7th, 2010.
Yeah. And that was right before my birthday. And actually, I thought we were on before that. But here's the thing.
And we could have been.
I, to this day, do what you talked about even way back then. When I am out of sorts, I will take my shoes off.
Yes.
And socks. And I will walk right out there.
Yes.
And when I'm done, I'm not the same. In the book,
no.
I love the section that you wrote or the chapter you wrote, and I want to get right to this because it's too powerful not to mention. I wake up and I say, thank you, God, 70 times a day, every day. It doesn't matter what.
Yes, that is right.
It doesn't matter what. In the book, you talk about power of cultivating gratitude, but, of course, as Susan Smith-Jones would do, how that reaps the health benefits. And when I was reading the points that you listed right down on that chapter, and you said, can I read it?
You can.
Can I read it?
Sure, you may.
Number one says, coronary arteries relax, thus increasing the blood supply to your heart. And that's right before you say to be thankful for, and you hold that feeling for
15 seconds. Yes.
That's why I had to bring this up.
I know. What happens to your body in 15 seconds? Keep reading.
I mean, come on. I want to know, any of you out there, email me at info@thedrpatshow. If you don't think you have 15 seconds, because we're going to help you with this.
Yes.
Not 15 minutes, not 15 years, 15 seconds. Do you know how many times you can say, thank you, God, thank you, universe, thank you, Buddha, thank you, mom, thank you, dad. Do you know how many times you can say that?
Yes.
You go on to say this, heart rhythm becomes more harmonious.
Yes.
Which positively affects your mood and all of the body organs.
Yeah.
Susan,
yes.
That is so simple.
I know.
And yet people struggle to do it. We've got to help them now.
But you see what? Now we're teaching them the power of gratitude for 15 seconds. In 15 seconds, you boost your immunity, you reduce inflammation, your whole attitude can change from negative to positive. You release neurotransmitters called endorphins, oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin that all make you, these are the feel-good chemicals. And you can do something kind for someone else, and it doesn't just last 15 seconds. The results in your body will last for hours and days, even when you think about, oh, I opened a door for someone last week. I complimented a senior, I'm a senior too, on how pretty her hair looks. Then all of a sudden you reignite all of these great upliftments in your body in 15 seconds. So if all that happens, think about if throughout the day, like you just said, you could say, thank you, God, thank you. Even though it's a challenging time, thank you for this. What a great lesson I'm learning. Thank you. Think of how much healthier your body's going to be. And it's not just kindness for other people. Dr. Pat, it's kindness for yourself.
Yeah.
I drank more water today. I showed my body kindness. I got a little bit of extra sleep. I ate an extra piece of fruit. I'm eating more vegetables today. Your body will just glow with vitality when you do that, not just physically, but mentally, because you treated yourself with kindness. The whole world would be a better place if we would do this. When you said, thank you, God, in the 13th century, Meister Eckhart, that famous Christian mystical philosopher, said, if the only prayer you ever say is thank you, that will be enough.
Yeah.
So, and then I go through a major thick chapter on all of the health benefits of gratitude and kindness to your body, whether it's kindness to yourself or to other people.
But you also do something interesting in the book, and it's really where you take us to. I was really loving it because you get us through an understanding, and then you say, look, here's the nitty-gritty of the kindness-happiness correlation. And the reason I'm bringing that up, along with the golden rule, is because as we start to read this and you're talking with us, you're giving us things to do. And they're not hard things to do.
No.
But you're also saying that anybody can unleash, in your words, that inner compassion. Anybody can take what's in here, understand it, take that 12-minute action step that you provide. This is like a map.
Yes.
It's like a little map.
Yes.
But in the end, there are so many things here, especially love, the conversation on forgiveness, but there's so many things here that even if someone were to do something simple as, not simple, not easy, but simple as cultivate courage in everything, there's just an energetic shift just from you and I talking about it, Susan.
Yeah, exactly right. And what you're saying really is the most important relationship you ever have is that one with yourself. How do you feel about yourself? Are you happy with what you've done? I'm on an elimination diet. I remove all thoughts of guilt, anger, doubt, worry, concern, you know, because I give it all to God, and I let go and let God. But in terms of the most important relationship is with yourself. Be your own best friend. When you love yourself a lot, it doesn't make you vain. It really makes you indestructible when you take care of yourself, because then you can help other people. If you are going around every day on your cup is half empty, it's hard to take care of the world. And we all need to be vessels of kindness and joy and vitality to inspire people around us. So we got to take care of ourselves, and then whatever we can do to take care of other people, because people need our help right now more than ever before. They need to be uplifted.
They do. They do. I mean, and you know, it's funny. I'm gonna read something from your book called Settle for Goodness. You say, my mom used to remind me often, when you settle to find goodness, then goodness finds you. And then you go on to say, I love this. And my grandmother taught me that we live in a friendly universe that is always saying yes to us.
Yes.
Our responsibility is to identify and transform those beliefs that have been sabotaging us from accepting and receiving the good that is our birthright. Yeah, that's it. Now, here's the thing I want to ask you about. I flunked a psychological assessment when I was younger.
Congratulations.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And I flunked on the question, how do you see the glass half empty or half full?
Yes.
And they give you and then I crossed it all out and said, I don't. I never see the glass half anything. The glass is always full.
There you go.
And they came back and they said, you have to answer the question. I said, I did answer the question.
Yes.
They said, no, you have to pick one. I said, no, I never see the glass like that. So I got categorized as resistant, whatever those terms are.
That is...
whatever that term is. I can't remember it now. Combative, resistant.
Yes.
Because they wouldn't...
Incorrigible. You're incorrigible. Yes.
But that was... And I felt ashamed about it for a long time. Now I realize that that's just me.
No, that's you, and you probably taught that person giving you the test a thing or two, but that is right. God created us to have full vessels, not to be half full. I use that expression because everybody does, half full or half empty.
I do too.
But we are vessels for good and joy and peace and vitality. We lose our way. I lose my way sometimes, but I get back on track as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And believe me, you do need to get good sleep at night, because if you are running on empty in the morning, not only does it cause your body to slow down metabolism and hold on to everything you eat and turn it to fat even though it's healthy, but it also makes you very pessimistic during the day if you don't get good sleep.
Yeah.
Another time we'll go over all of the secret best steps to keep your body vibrantly healthy, body, mind, and spirit.
Well, I hope you'll come back to do that, because, I mean, for those of you that are tuning in, I just want to let you know that go over to SusanSmithJones.com. If you go over to Susan's website, you can be able to click on new books, and you'll see what we're talking about. This particular book is called Uplifted. And yes, everything that I was reading to you came right from that book. So it is 12 minutes, but within the book, there are even more and more ways to shift, to change energy. You know, part of what I've learned, especially when I work with women that are in addiction and recovery, 10 minutes of exercise doesn't always work. So here's what I do. I give them a minute three times a day. Get on your bike a minute three times a day. 99, in my research, 99.5% of the women that I give that to cannot get off in a minute. They will get on with the goal of a minute, and most of them will stay on for at least five. By the time we get to week three, moving into 21 days, the minute they even forgot that they had to only be on a minute. See, aren't that, this is what you're talking about in the book.
Yes.
You can do incremental changes.
Baby steps, embraced enthusiastically and consistently. And by the way, a study in the UK by Dr. Malcolm Carruthers found that 10 minutes of aerobic exercise, of course, if you want to lose weight, keep your body in great shape, you want to work up to more than that, but 10 minutes will double the level of endorphins in your body, the keys to happiness, and they're long lasting. They last throughout the day, and it's always good if possible. Like Henry David Thoreau said, an early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. Because if you wait to do it at the end of the day, all these excuses come up. Get it out of the way. Get those happy hormones going that will guide you throughout the day and help you with your work and make you a much more terrific person to be around because you've already done your workout. And it empowers you when you work out. And when you work out, then you want to eat a little bit better. And, you know, we have a body, we work out, we eat good foods, we have a mind, we think, we write, we have thoughts, but we are a soul, and body reflects mind reflects spirit. The body's a great place to start. Nobody shoves the food down your throat. You decide what you eat. You can choose to exercise, and when you're consistent and make 21-day agreements, and I give you 130 12-minute action steps and 150 positive affirmations in the book, everything you need to transform and enrich your life, body, mind, and spirit.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for today. I am going to get Linda all ready to reschedule, so there we go.
Okay, and I'm available tomorrow. Thank you.
Perfect. I'll let Linda get on this right away.
No.
Thank you again for tapping in to the consciousness and energy, truly consciousness and energy of what so many people need right now. And thank you for being so clear, concise, so kind and gentle, and so absolutely inspiring for people to just do one or two things in this book. I mean, one or two things already for me. This morning, instead of getting dressed in whatever, I got dressed underneath these clothes ready at noon to get in my car and go.
Yeah.
That's all we need. Susan, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, Linda, Benny, Jacob. Thank you so much.
All right, everybody, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Wednesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. Pretty busy out there on the roadway still, especially on Highway 9 southbound at 176th Street Southeast around Milepost 4. A recent collision partially blocking the left hand of the lane. State Patrol, medical aid have arrived on the scene, and they are taking care of that situation. Also on 520 westbound, just west of the Evergreen Point Road, another collision partially blocking the lanes there. State Patrol, its response team, fire assistance have been dispatched to that collision scene to take care of those motorists.
Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time it's a Sacred Magic Radio Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The U.S. Defense Secretary says Russia's reckless war of choice hasn't broken the will of Ukrainians. Lloyd Austin also called the Russian invasion cruel and corrupt. He noted ongoing security and humanitarian assistance from the U.S. and its allies. President Biden is set to make announcements soon in support of offshore wind power and protecting Americans from extreme heat. A White House official says Biden will help communities facing extreme heat with additional funding to a program that helps state and local governments deal with natural disasters. He's visiting a former coal plant in Massachusetts that now makes cables for offshore wind facilities. Former Trump chief strategist Steve Bannon is back in court today. While holding up a copy of the Financial Times of London, he stopped to give a statement during his arrival.
Global elite, the Financial Times of London, everybody on the City of London, Wall Street, the multinational corporations, they're the ones trying to shut me up. They will never shut me up and never shut me down.
Bannon was found in contempt of Congress for ignoring a subpoena from the January 6th House Committee in order to stand trial. Prosecutors summed up their case saying he just refused to follow the rules. Bannon's defense argued the whole thing has been fueled by politics. Court watchers say it's possible jurors will reach a verdict before the next January 6th committee hearing takes place Thursday in prime time. Republicans keep pressing the issue of border security ahead of the November elections. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says he's never seen illegal immigration numbers like we're currently experiencing and the drug trade that comes along with it.
Fentanyl floods this country and the Biden body bags keep building up and up. And up.
He and fellow Texas Republican John Cornyn are back on Capitol Hill after taking party members on a tour of the border. He placed the blame squarely on the Biden administration for policies that suggest an open border. Nickelodeon is hosting its first ever music festival. The television network announced it will be holding Nickfest at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California this October. Headliners include Australian rapper Kid Laroi and K-pop group Monsta X. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Take a moment and rate your lifestyle on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is a life that's nothing like the life you were promised after getting good grades, a college degree, and a good job in corporate America. 10 is the life of your dreams. If you answered anything less than a 10, tune into the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del, self-made millionaire and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, will show you how to live the life of your dreams and pay for it with passive income.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sacred Magic Show. Bring in the mystical and the sacred for healing. With my good friend, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and myself, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In this live call-in show, you will witness the shifting of energies that bring about your transformation beyond your wildest dreams. Feel the answers to your most important questions flow into your heart as it opens to a new world of possibility. Together, Dr. Georgia, coming from the heavenly and angelic realms, and myself, Dr. Sharon, coming in from the deep realms of the earth, create an unstoppable powerhouse of sacred magic that has the power to enliven, activate, shift, transmute, and transform the challenges ever present in your life. You are now entering the hub for love and acceptance. The Sacred Magic Show starts now. Hi, I'm Dr. Sharon, and this is the place for your wildest dreams. This is Sacred Magic.
Hi, I'm Dr. Georgia Herrera, and we welcome you to Sacred Magic.
This is a show where you get two of us. You guys aren't old enough to remember the double mint twins. You get two powerhouses of energy workers, and we will each give you our take on a situation. And when you call in, and we want you to call in, or if you're watching on Facebook, put your comments in the live feed, and then Micah or one of the producers will let us know about it. But the call in is 1-800-
930-2819, because we're here to make your dreams happen. And Georgia, tell us about our show today.
Well, when people call in, both of us are going to do a spiritual reading on them, and we're going to bring in the high vibrational energy, and I bring a lot of the sacred mother vibration, and we help anchor it in the body with my chiropractic energy that I can bring people as well.
And then I have maximum medicine. I'm a physician. I'm a shaman. I'm an energy healer. And so when we put our mojo together, you guys are going to get a powerhouse. And today, Georgia, what's our topic today?
Connecting. Connecting in relationships, connecting with your spiritual guides, connecting with yourself, connecting with your community.
And right now, I think in today's day and age, we have so much available to us. We have so many things modernized and lush and luxurious, but we're still hungry. We're still yearning and craving that deep connection. And sometimes it's romantic. Sometimes it's to get more connected to our body. Sometimes it's spiritual. And sometimes what you think you need can be fixed from what we will intuit and help you see. So that's what we're going to do today, is shift and alleviate your cravings, your yearnings. And if you struggle in an arena, we have a fix. Georgia, what else can we do today about connections? What do you feel?
Well, a lot about connection is being comfortable receiving. And when we start working on our own internal love, we open our heart and then we let in those good feelings we get from connecting with other people. So there's a lot of steps and levels to work on for connection.
And I think that's an important topic. You know, it's such a new age armchair psychology. You know, you can't have love unless you love yourself. And that sounds a little trite at times, but energetically, what George is saying is absolutely true, is that, well, let me tell you how I see it. We are all spaceships orbiting around each other out there in the great cosmos. And we have, do you remember Star Trek? You have a docking station for the little spaceship to come back in and dock and connect. And sometimes we want those energies to come and connect with us, but we don't have the attractor sites. We don't have the docking stations. And that ability to allow something to attract and stick is about receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the other side, Georgia, you've probably seen this in your clients, is the people who open up to too much and they let too much come in and then they're drained. So, Oh, hi, Kat, you going to help us heal today?
Yes.
So that receiving is very critical, because if you don't have the docking stations, if you don't have the landing site for those different energies from someone else or something else to come and land and connect to you, if you're not willing to open enough to receive, you can't get what you yearn for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's very important to learn who we are and where our issues are, because we also put reflections onto other people as well. So people will feel connected to, let's say, Jesus or Mary or God, depending on their own personal relationship inside themselves and the relationships they had growing up. To see it's important to see what's safe inside of you, and that's what you go towards. And it's important to go there first. Always start with what's easy, and then you grow into other relationships.
So I'll tell a personal story because I think this will be a good example. I have a lot of warrior energy. I have a lot of male energy in that. I entered two fields in graduate degree in physiology and then in medicine where there weren't a lot of women. In fact, you know, I was a child of the 60s and, you know, women's lib and all that. And that always having to be on top of things, and one woman in the office, one woman in the hospital system was it took masculine energy to do that. And where I yearned for, that I didn't know the name of it at the time, was the feminine side. Mm-hmm. And so with time and some of the work I did with Georgia is to really bring in that feminine vibration. And I worked long and not hard. It was good. It was consistent and focused, but with Mother Mary, and shifted to bring myself into balance with the feminine. So those kinds of things, you start with what you are, and then you grow and you build on it. And Georgia is a master at reading your field and being able to see the steps you need to take. So don't forget that we are a live call-in show, 1-800-930-2819. Or if you're watching live on Facebook, type in the comments. And type in the comments and tell us what you need and what we can do. So, Georgia, just briefly, because we're going to take a break in another minute or two, how do you see a person's field when you first look? What hits do you get?
Well, I work with the love vibration. The vibration of love will show me what I need to see instead of just looking at everyone. So if somebody comes into my chiropractic door, they're there for me to serve them. So immediately I feel their vibrations all around them. What's moving, what's not moving. And I also can calculate it in my brain of where their posture is stuck as well, where they have the emotion stuck in their system. So I can help them unravel that tension in their body and all around them. And when energy is flowing, it's very light. It's very fresh and very bright. And when it's stuck, it's heavy and it's thick and concentrated. And that's what people get focused on, is where it's heavy. And when you open that up, that's when you get insights and clarity.
And I think that's interesting because it is a whole world of energetic vibration swirling around. So you have the love vibration through the Sacred Mother that allows you to pick up on the important ones for that client.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying that right?
Yes. And the way you do that by feeling people and knowing the stones that they need, you're just magnificent at it. You're incredible at it by matching the stone, the stone colors to the person so they get the medicine that they need.
I think, you know, this is going to sound way out there woo-woo, but the stones tell me which one needs to be there and which what they need to say. And in many indigenous cultures, that's not so woo-woo. The stones actually had spirit and intelligence. But anyway, maybe that's another show on stones.
Oh, let's do that one.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We're Sacred Magic, and we'll be right back.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit MyResilienceCoach.com.
All right, it's sacred magic time. I'm Dr. Sharon here with Dr. Georgia. Georgia, tell people how they can reach you and work with you.
My website at sacredmotherhealing.com. I have my chiropractic information on there, and I have the life coaching, which is very broad. That information is on there. We do lots of things on the phone sessions. So whatever we do here, we can do deeper and further work on an hour phone session.
And that includes energetic. Doesn't have to be practical.
No.
Or worldly. And I'm Dr. Martin. My website is drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. Everything you need is there. And so we have two callers, and Meg will get to you in a minute. Anna, hi, and tell us all about you and where you're calling from.
Anna, are you there?
Oh, hi. Sorry. Hi there. I'm calling from Seattle, and I am currently in a transition and looking to see here what, you know, if there's any insights. I don't know if that's something you can give me to what to do next. I'm kind of at a
transition of what type?
Work, career, job.
I'm feeling into you, so I'm not ignoring you.
Okay. So you want to talk about your job changes? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct, yeah. I'm actually was let go, laid off, and I was part of.
You've been, have you been hearing any wise things in your mind lately that don't sound like your normal voice, but very wise?
Sorry, can you say that again?
Have you been hearing any messages inside that feel very wise lately that are coming to you?
No. I could be blocking them, too. I just haven't.
There might be something coming to you, and you might not recognize it, because I feel like there's this wisdom that's been coming to you. That it's, there's this feeling of you already know, and there's this calmness in your energy field. Because you already know the next step, or you already know why this is good for you. That's the feeling I'm getting. And you feel very wise to me. There's just this vibration of wisdom all around you. Sharon, what are you feeling?
Well, when Anna said maybe I'm blocking it, the first thing, Anna, that I heard in your voice was you're a little froggy, a little hoarse. And I felt a fatigue, and yet underneath, as Georgia felt, I did feel an inner strength. But I'm thinking that in order to receive the wisdom that Georgia senses around you, and that I know you're capable of tapping in, you need some rest. And that includes out of your mind's worry and all the chatter, because I just hear the fatigue in your voice, and that is a challenge to you having your full life force. So I'm not feeling and to put aside the worries. And Georgia, how should, again, this is important for you to gather and reconnect, talk about connections, to the full power of your life force. So, Georgia, what do you see for Anna, for her, for restoration?
Oh, Dr. Sharon, you're amazing. That's exactly the vibration I'm holding. I've been sitting here holding prayer for you the whole time, and what's coming through is you opening for good things to happen in your life. That's the vibration that we're used to going into worst case scenario, gloom and doom, it's all going to fail. But you're a little smarter than your average chicken, Mama. You're a smart chick. There's no room for you to be hard on yourself or discouraged. There's a lot of possibilities, and for me, you feel like someone that has options. The second you make the decision that you want to do something, it just comes right to you. And I don't know if you know how wise you are and how much power you run, but it's there. And I'm feeling a lot of the first I felt malachite come through, a lot of the green. That's a very strong power, money, green vibration. And now I'm feeling the yellow citrine, where it's very light and fresh and happy. So you get to open and let happy things happen in your life. Oh, I just felt you lift up, Mama. Good job. I felt it. I felt it inside of you. Oh, Sharon, what do you have to add?
I think that there's just that one step in the physical world that you've got to take, Anna, and that is to truly allow yourself to restore, to rest, and release that pain, the fear, when you get let go, that has so many messages of invalidation, of panic, of where's your next paycheck. I really want you to release that, because malachite is a protector and citrine is a way shower with that beam of, it's like holding the lantern up in the cave in order to find the passageway. And I just got goosebumps of holding the lantern up. So whatever you can do to allow yourself to truly rest, mind, body, spirit, rest. And the other image that I had, and tell me if this is accurate or not, I saw you with a pen or a drawing instrument. So I didn't know if you were writing, but it was paper and it could be drawing. Is that something that you're called to?
No, I couldn't draw stick figures. Stick figures are about the only thing I can draw. I'm not. I would imagine.
And how about writing? Even if it's on the computer, the image to me was you with paper.
There's a possibility. I've never dabbled in it, but that certainly is a possibility.
Do you have a unique family history with a story? Where are you? Where is your family? What's your origins?
Well, it's been no more unique than anybody else's. You know, there's nothing that,
you may not know that, and usually I'm not always 100% right, but explore this if you would after your call here. There is a story to be told from your family lineage, and maybe you get out photos or you talk to your relatives. And I'm getting this sense of as settlers or immigrants are coming into a new place. And that there's a story in there, and maybe there's something there for you to explore and even write up a magazine article, or it might open something up. I just had a strong family lineage feeling for you to explore. And that could also mean, probably does mean, that's part of your spirit guides here right now are some of your ancestors. So you do have lanterns in the cave. You will find your way. And malachite and citrine were called on today, so get those or borrow them if you don't have the money to buy them yet. Spritz them in some Florida water or warm bowl of warm salt water to clean off the energy of someone else, but borrow them to hold and talk to. Georgia, how do you want to let Anna go today? What's your last words for her?
You're much more interesting and wiser and fascinating than you think, Anna. And we feel it. I feel it. I feel like we could have a good conversation just getting to know each other. And I think other people will feel that about you as well. And I'm excited to see your journey for opening for joyful things happening in your life. And like Sharon said, there's a lot of ways to get the stones. You can even look at pictures online and think about the energy all around you with the stones.
So, Anna, we wish you all the best. And if you want to call in or text in next month and give us your update, neither of us has fear. I don't feel any fear. I don't feel any uncertainty. This is a lull. This is a dormancy that's necessary for you. Take it, let it restore you, and best wishes to you.
Thank you very much. That's exactly how I feel. I do need the rest, yes.
Good. Yeah. Oh, we're going to take a break, and Meg Don't go away. We'll get to you after the break. We'll be right back.
You about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
Are you struggling with truly being happy in life? Do you often question who you really are? I'm Tracy Lynn Wallace, a self-love mentor and life coach who can help you identify and access subconscious blocks to move you into a place of freedom, success, and happiness. Visit inspiredwisdomcoaching.com to sign up for my VIP list and get updates on my exclusive workshops so you can awaken your magic within. That's inspiredwisdomcoaching.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
We are back with more mojo. Georgia, just quickly tell everybody your website, how they can work with you.
Absolutely. Find me at sacredmotherhealing.com. From there, you can find my social media, my phone number, and prices, and the services I offer.
And I'm drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. And you can find how to find me and email me from there. So Meg, are you there? Meg's calling in.
I am. I'm here.
Yay, I'm so glad. Hi, how can we help you?
Hi. I'm calling in because the last few years for me have revealed some really unseen betrayal in my life that has affected the life that I've built over the last 40 years. And I'm walking.
Hey, Meg, I'm going to interrupt you for just a quick second. Are you able to hold your phone still? There's a lot of cracking interrupting you.
I am noticing that, too, and I...
How about this, Meg? Why don't we do one quick favor? Call me right back, and I will get you right through, and we'll try another line. I think that might be easiest for all of us. Is that cool? All right, yeah, just call me right back, okay, Meg? Sorry, ladies, let's go and do that. Is it all right, Sharon? And
that's perfect.
All right, great. I'll let you know when she returns.
800-930-2819.
Yep. Thanks. So you guys might have to fill in for a couple minutes while she calls back. That's what I'm saying. Like,
we have to be fillers.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, the part that I heard, Georgia, was last few years there was a path an ongoing path of something, and I didn't hear any more than that.
This is going to be a big one, Sharon. This is going to be big stuff. She needs big clearing, so I'm looking forward to it, but I've got the big...
You got the big mojo going?
Big mojo's coming back.
All right, Meg, you're back.
I'm back. Is this a clearer line?
Much better, yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Could you start again?
Oh, yes. So I find it humorous that it was crackly. I over the last few years have become aware of some, I guess it was betrayal. It was betrayal that has been happening over several years in my life. And it's just really changed my lens on life and really me in a place of wondering how much I was editing myself over these past years, and I'm now finding myself with my feet on the ground in a new way, wondering how to walk forward. I've created this huge life, and I guess I'm in big transition, but I'm finding myself in still some self-doubt and realizing sort of in some, I'm just shaky, and at the same time, I'm in a place where the next generation is coming in my family. I've got one granddaughter who's 8 weeks old, and I have twin grandbabies on the way. I want to just find my heart and my center and my dream and my divine power self, and I'm having a hard time. So.
You have done some work on yourself. So that's good, but I feel all these blocks, and this is Dr. Georgia speaking. Can you hear me?
Can, and okay. Yes, I've done much work, but I feel like there's just so much unseen that I'm still, yes. I don't know what my next steps are, but I'm ready to just say yes to whatever I need to do.
Absolutely. The thing is, the reason why this hasn't been easy, even though you've tried, because this is stuff deep in your system. I feel it intertwined in your fields and in your body. So that means it's either karmic, past life, passed down in your DNA, that kind of stuff. But it doesn't mean you're stuck with it. It just means it's going to take a little bit more effort. But everything is meant to heal, and everything can heal, and you really can. And this is yours to heal it. That's why you're passionate about it, and good for you. You really care about it, and you're bringing it to the surface. So it's inevitable. It is absolutely inevitable. And the good thing about having a major issue or a hang-up is it makes us more dependent on the spiritual insight compared to our own little tiny brains, because we're just so little in what we can think of and conceive. And since you are really determined, and that's the energy it's going to take, you can do this. And you do it by constantly bringing every thought and every feeling forward to a divine being that's wiser than you. Every single thought. It's just like when we do a cleanse, you know, when we get off sugar. We don't let any sugar in our body or gluten or something like that. You need a cleanse with every single thought and every single feeling. Sharon, any recommendations for that, Dr. Martin?
So, Meg, the first thing I felt when I heard you speak and the word that came into my mind was fractured.
Mm-hmm.
I saw broken pieces of your center core. And that, don't get scared when I say that. This it doesn't mean you're lost or totally falling apart. And let me just, before I go into details, all of these readings are quick, the deeper work we're both able to do. So Georgia, you can find her on sacredmotherhealing.com, and you can find me on drsharonmartin.com. So just know we're available for you to do deeper work. So back to what I sensed is I sensed that fracturing and I sensed those breaks. So your energy field has taken some hits, and I do also see that these go back beyond this lifetime and that these are imprints for you to finally close these loops off.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing that I saw is I saw mistrust energy floating around and that your center had been rocked. That was the words I scribbled down here. So how do you get that back is what you're asking. And first, Georgia said, you know, always take your thoughts, put them and bow before a being that you, that high vibration being that you believe in. It doesn't have to be in Christianity. It can even be in nature. It can even be the energy of the tree people. But what I also saw is we've got to move the energy from your crown, and you are a big receiver of spiritual downloads, and your heart is wide open. But down, further down, got hit, and there's not good flow. And so how do we fix that? Well, just quickly here today, what we can do quickly, and again, I don't know how you see dragons. These are not the scary gothic kinds of dragons. I interact with dragons because they have a very powerful energy. The ones I interact with actually come from the core of the earth. And I'm just going to take a minute, so if we'll just take a moment to have a little bit of quiet, and I'll get Georgia to help move the energy as well. So is that okay with you, Meg, if we do just a quick quiet moment?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Georgia. So I'm going to just ask the dragons to come to blow open the debris, the mistrust, the wound, the imprints that really cut you. They cut you very deeply and wounded you, and life force got stuck. So I'm just asking the dragons to come here and blow that current open, blow it open, having all of your essence moving from your crown chakra to the root and out your feet. Blowing that open. And I've asked them to continue working beyond this call today. And if you want to spend time with them, they're just really, really beautiful guardians of the earth and eager to link with humans for help. And Georgia, what stones are you seeing? I have two in mind. What do you see?
The pink stones, like the rose quartz, and the other one is
rhodochrosite?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For that self-love, it's going to really help her. And connecting with pink flowers everywhere she goes to bring this vibration in.
I love the rhodochrosite. I love rose quartz, but rhodochrosite to me has a little bit more substantial. It's a little more grounded of the pinkness. So I love that. But I also saw obsidian, and I would like you to use that. You're going to use the rhodochrosite and the pink quartz and pink flowers for keeping you in the love vibration, for keeping you open-hearted. But then I really want you to see obsidian as your cleanser and your protector. So you can even sit in sacred time and just in meditative time, get a piece of obsidian and make sure that it's cleaned off, you know, put it through a flame, put it in, spritz it with holy sacred waters, or put it in Epsom salt water. But then just wiping yourself. Thinking as you're doing it, intending intending for that flow. And you're, the place that you got wounded, and Georgia, you can chime in here, but I really see third and second chakra. And the betrayal probably also in a romantic sense, in a sexual relationship sense. That's where the clogs are. So anything you can do to intend that to go through, intend that. And the more you hold the love vibration that Georgia talked about, the more that happens naturally. But you can use obsidian to help move it along. Georgia?
And I also would like to add that this has been a pattern. Be very careful not to be hard on yourself and think of mistakes that you've done or why didn't you see this, why didn't you know this. This is a pattern much bigger than you and this life. So instead, get curious and open your heart to it and let that divine love come in and show you the pattern when it comes up. And it's this feeling of exposing it so it's no longer the family secret or your internal secret. You want to air it out. And it's going to be fairly easy once you do it. The whole trick is consistency. And it will work. And you can do it.
And I think that you don't be hard on yourself, because when something is a past lives old imprint, you're kind of at its mercy. So you really don't even have awareness sometimes. But that opening up to that and using that of taking every feeling and every time you feel mistrust or you feel scared, you lay it before the feet of a divine being, and then bring in your rose pink energy, flood your body with it, call on the dragons. So Meg, we gave you a whole bunch of things. Does it make sense to you?
It does, and yeah, it makes so much sense, and it feels just the way you're describing it, sort of beyond just my physical being, and that sense of relief that I don't have to carry it all by myself. I think that's the word, when you said the word fracture too, that's what I feel like. I feel like I've been fractured and that I'm just scattered everywhere, the parts of me, and to feel that sense that there is so much support for me, all of that different energies, it feels like
Georgia?
A relief.
Yeah. I have 100% hope in you. Like, this will happen, and faster than you think. And if you'd like to do deeper work on this, go to my website, and we will have so much fun. And bring in your divine beings and hold space for you. And that's going to be a lot faster and easier to do it that way. But in the meantime, you can work on this and you can call us back and let us know how it's going.
Okay. And Georgia, what is your website again?
SacredMotherHealing.com.
Okay.
Meg, this is a big journey because you are changing your destiny for your descendants. Energetically,
yeah.
You are clearing energetic imprints that are passed on that you don't have to pass them on anymore. So even though children and grandchildren are already born, you can still fix the energetics. And
yeah.
I think this is important, and you've been asked by spirit to do this important work for yourself, but for your lineage. So we're holding space for you. You're going to do great.
Yes. Thank you. I feel that. And yes, thank you for everything.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
Keep us posted on next month's show. So, George, I think there's...
Thank you so very much.
Absolutely.
You're very welcome.
Enjoy.
So, George, I think there's important topics here. And I'll tell you what I'm seeing so we can summarize today the important ones. And then you tell us what you're feeling. First of all, that you can be energetically fractured and you can still restore completion.
Yes.
And talk about the ultimate of connection. You are reconnecting your energetic pieces. And this is an effect like the shamanic technique of soul retrieval.
Mm-hmm.
And for the listeners, you can do these kinds of bringing your energetic pieces back into whole yourself. Of course, with help, it goes quicker. And for people like Georgia and myself who have good intuition and can sort of see the bugaboos. The other thing is that the work you do affects the future, even after your children and your grandchildren are born. And even if you don't have children, the work you do affects the collective.
Mm-hmm.
So any healing you do, any reconnection, any fix, because what's happening in the microscopic single person, human, is helping and fixing the collective.
That's a powerful and amazing way to work on the world, by cleaning and clearing our connections inside ourselves, open the door for other people. We give our energy away to our ex-boyfriends and girlfriends and old traumas. Parts of us are often lodged in those other people or those experiences. And now in the healing world, we all know to be present, but it's hard to do that when big chunks of us are still stuck in the past. And when we start bringing love and light on that, it's illumined and brought to the surface, and you get you back. So that's rewarding. It's fun.
And I love that. When you said love and light, I just saw that lantern in the darkness. There is always a lantern, always has, leaves the light on. So that things are fixable, changeable. The other thing is when we are doing all of this inner work, struggling to make it in the day-to-day life, remember you have helpers. You have helpers in the divine realm of the Sacred Mother, of the angelic beings. You have helpers in the magic realm. So dragons are real energies. And they're, yes, are they capable of being lethal and fierce and ferocious? Absolutely. Are they also capable of being our allies? Yes, they are. And the stone people and nature. So all around you, you have helpers. And Georgia, you tap into helpers a lot in your work.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of vibrations. We need different vibrations for different things we're going through. So my main helpers is I work with Jesus and Mary, and they will bring me other helpers when I need specific vibrations for myself or in prayer or holding vibrations for the world. And it's endless. And sometimes it's even other humans too.
Yeah, that is that, you know, just as there are people in our paths who wound us, that we opened to and they betray us, there are so many people that Spirit puts in our path that give us just a little touch of something.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you'll be at a cash register and the woman behind you will be talking about something and she'll say something that's just the right thing you needed to hear. And those messages come in all the time. And so George and I are always teaching, be aware, listen, watch, because you're getting, I call them the whispers of spirit. May not be loud enough for you to, you know, notice immediately. So you gotta be aware.
And it can be simple. It can be very simple. You can ask for comfort. And then you look up in the sky and you see a giant heart in the clouds. There's a lot of ways it can come. If you're open and you want to feel it, there is so much love all around you and so much guidance. You'll be very surprised.
So we only have about 2 minutes left. I think this is enough time for me to tell you this story. I just wrote a book. It's called Maximize Your Healing Power. It's going to come out next spring. And I tell the story of in the chapter about helpers. I'm driving home from a workshop, and we had been working on the four different archetypes in the Peruvian shamanic tradition, and one of them is eagle. Well, for me, I do have eagles lately around here in Pennsylvania, but I was very connected to hawks. And I'm driving down a back road on my way home, and bam, something hits my windshield. And I see it tumble off to the side. I pull over, and I know that a hawk has just hit the windshield. And I am so devastated, and I'm so upset. And there's a little bit of blood on the windshield, and I back the car up. I look high and low, and I could not find this wounded bird. And I'm crying because nothing is worse than hurting an animal that is my helper. So I couldn't find it. I said a prayer. Maybe it was just dazed, a little bit of feathers on my windshield. And I got back in the car, and I'm driving down the highway, and literally within the next 3 miles was a multi-car crash with some fatalities. And it had just happened. So I opened my awareness. I believe Hawk slowed me down on purpose. So there are things that happen that are valuable. So open your eyes, open your ears. Anyway, George, any last words?
I love today's show. I'm so proud of the ladies that called in. And I can feel everyone listening, and I can feel your heart's opening, and that just warms my heart. I'm